Just when you thought contemporary art was all about digital media and installation, three exhibitions have opened at Indiana University's School of Fine Arts Gallery that cling to, or at least comment on, art's old standby, the object. That's right. There are paintings and books in two parts of the gallery, while the third section is admittedly occupied by an installation, but an installation created by a couple of potters. Yael Cassander toured the show with SOFA Gallery director Betsy Stierit.
We've called this series the Blank Slate Series.
This short series of exhibitions by contemporary Indiana artists, funded by the Indiana Arts Commission and the National Endowment for the Arts, begins with a show of new paintings by Jason Lahr, who teaches at Notre Dame and shows at a Chicago gallery. His show is called Digital Error.
If you look at this work, you'll see that it's very brightly colored. It incorporates images of all kinds of things, and every piece incorporates text. He also combines a real variety of painting techniques in his works. He uses airbrush. He uses some other sort of commercial sign painting techniques that I think sort of make his work unique.
Lahr's work is brightly hued, but the content is often dark. The paintings are places inhabited simultaneously by comic book imagery, tattoo flash, heavy metal album art, and graffiti.
You'll have in one particular image pieces from different visual worlds, almost.
Exactly. And the whole idea is to take things from different visual worlds and to incorporate them into this new visual world that is the painting. He actually uses appropriation to collect images and texts that he combines to make particular statements about popular culture and other ideas.
Appropriation is a fairly common tactic among contemporary visual artists.
They either look at a lot of things, or they actually take images from other sources, anything from video to film to print media to photographs that they take themselves to public domain type materials. So they're not actually inventing the image, but what they are doing is taking that image from the source and then recreating it, reinterpreting it in their own work.
Lahr amalgamates the disparate imagery in a slick way that's mostly free of the hand's trace.
They look almost not done by hand. They look like they're machine-made pieces in a sense.
You just come up against the question then, why are they in the painting medium, you know?
Exactly. Why would he paint these if he can make them in a digital print? It would be just as easier probably, to just compose them in Photoshop and print them out. I think painting provides opportunities for artists to create things that you can't do in a digital medium. In other words, there still is some sort of satisfaction to people to make things by hand. Also, people like paintings. People understand paintings. There's a big difference between seeing a digital print and an actual object. These pieces have a presence, whereas if they were a flat piece of paper mounted on the wall, it would be very different. Or a web page. Viewing something on a screen is completely different than seeing something in a physical space.
Which is a great reminder to members of the Kindle generation when visiting the second show currently on view at the SOFA Gallery, showcasing contemporary book art.
Most of the examples here are artists who are pushing the definition of what a book is in terms of its actual physical construction and the way that the text is organized, the way the images are reproduced and created within sort of a book format. And, of course, a book format can be many, many things.
You would be hard-pressed to identify most of the pieces in the College Book Arts Association juried members exhibition as books.
One of my favorite examples is the Bible over there on the table that is actually looks like a big ball of string. She has taken a Bible and torn apart the pages and spun them by hand into long tendrils of paper. And then she's wound this around something until it's become this sort of large ball of text, basically. And so it's really taking the idea of a page and changing it completely.
When does something stop being a book and become something else?
That's a great question. Of course, if it has text and it comes from a book, then it is still a book, even though the book form is no longer evident.
The name notwithstanding, this is really relevant contemporary art. I think some people might be inclined to think that book art would be sort of staid or...
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think for people who don't know, you think of it as people doing fine binding. You think of it as limited edition, beautifully bound books. That's, of course, an important part of the book arts as well. But that's very different than what these people are doing. They're really interpreting either their own content or others' content in a completely new way.
all of the ads you see are for, you know, get your e-reader, get your Amazon Kindle, and
right.
books are even more quaint than they used to be.
Right.
And so what does that bode for the medium of book art?
The fact is, people still love books. I mean, books are objects. You can hold them. Of course, you can hold your Kindle, too. But there's something about the tactility of a book, its presence as an object, particularly a well-designed and beautiful book, that people still enjoy. It's just like art. They want to see the real thing.
Well, if it's real handmade pottery that you want to see, you'll have the chance to see that too, albeit mostly broken in pieces on the ground. Completing the gallery's offerings this month is another show in the Blank Slate series, The Fulcrum Lost Its Feather, a collaborative work by Daniel Evans and Shumei Chan.
He focuses on crafting the object and the object being the point of focus. And for me, as an installation artist, I'm really interested in how the pieces start to shift each other's meaning as they come together in a space.
The husband and wife team collaborated in a call-and-response fashion, Evans' heavy clay discs inspiring Chan's dreams of weightlessness.
Normally he hangs these on the wall, so he has a hanging mechanism for them. This time he didn't make a hanging mechanism, and so I took that as a challenge. I felt like what I had to do was get them up in the air.
And as such, the object, in this case a very heavy piece of pottery, launched an ethereal meditation.
A lot of it has to do with levitation and, you know, our efforts to kind of be free of gravity, to kind of get higher. And you can think of that metaphorically.
For WFIU, I'm Yael Cassander.
The Fulcrum Lost Its Feathers, a collaborative work by Daniel Evans and Shumei Chan, is on view at the Sofa Gallery until January 29th, along with Digital Error, paintings by Jason Lahr, and the College Book Arts Association Juried Members Exhibition. See images from the show on our website at wfiu.org/arts.